Ezekiel, chapter 7. Moreover, the word of Yahweh came to me, saying, And you, son of man, thus says the sovereign Yahweh to the land of Israel, An end, the end has come upon the four corners of the land. Now the end is on you, and I will send my anger on you, and will judge you according to your ways, and I will bring on you all your disgusting behaviors. And my eye will not spare you, neither will I have pity, but I will bring your ways on you, and your disgusting behaviors will be in the midst of you, and you will know that I am Yahweh. Thus says the sovereign Yahweh, an evil, and only evil, look, it comes. An end has come, the end has come, it awakes against you, look, it comes. Your doom has come to you, O inhabitant of the land, the time has come, the day is near, a day of tumult, and not of joyful shouting, on the mountains. Now I will shortly pour out my wrath on you, and accomplish my anger against you, and will judge you according to your ways, and I will bring on you all your disgusting behaviors. And my eye will not spare, neither will I have pity, I will bring on you according to your ways, and your disgusting behaviors will be in the midst of you, and you will know that I, Yahweh, do strike. Look, the day, see it comes, your doom has gone forth, the rod has blossomed, pride has budded. Violence has risen up into a rod of wickedness, none of them will remain, nor of their multitude, nor of their wealth, neither will there be eminency among them. The time has come, the day draws near, don't let the buyer rejoice, nor the seller mourn, for wrath is on all their multitude. For the seller will not return to that which is sold, although they are yet alive, for the vision is concerning their whole multitude, none will return, neither will any strengthen himself in the iniquity of his life. They have blown the trumpet, and have made all ready, but none goes to the battle, for my wrath is on all their multitude. The sword is outside, and the pestilence and the famine inside, he who is in the field will die with the sword, and he who is in the city, famine and pestilence will devour him. But the ones of those who escape will escape, and will be on the mountains like doves of the valleys, all of them moaning, everyone in his iniquity. All hands will be feeble, and all knees will be weak as water. They will also gird themselves with sackcloth, and horror will cover them, and shame will be on all faces, and baldness on all their heads. They will cast their silver in the streets, and their gold will be as an unclean thing, their silver and their gold will not be able to deliver them in the day of the wrath of Yahweh, they will not satisfy their souls, neither fill their insides, because it has been the stumbling block of their iniquity. As for the beauty of his ornament, he set it in splendor, but they made the images of their disgusting things and their detestable things in it, therefore I have made it to them as an unclean thing. And I will give it into the hands of the strangers for a prey, and to the wicked of the earth for a spoil, and they will profane it. I will also turn my face from them, and they will profane my secret place, and robbers will enter into it, and profane it. Make the chain, for the land is full of bloody crimes, and the city is full of violence. Therefore I will bring the worst of the nations, and they will possess their houses, I will also make the pride of the strong to cease, and their holy places will be profaned. Destruction comes, and they will seek peace, and there will be none. Mischief will come upon mischief, and rumor will be on rumor, and they will seek a vision of the prophet, but the law will perish from the priest, and counsel from the elders. The king will mourn, and the prince will be clothed with desolation, and the hands of the people of the land will be troubled. I will do to them after their way, and according to their deserts I will judge them, and they will know that I am Yahweh.